March 13, 1932. She, the prisoner, and he, the divine prisoner. The Virgin, announcer, messenger, leader of the kingdom of the divine will. One who lives in the divine will forms the speaking creation. My abandonment in the fiat continues. But I feel, vividly, my extreme poverty, my non-entity, the continuous pain of the privation of my sweet Jesus. If it weren't for his divine volition that sustains me, and very often fraternizes me with heaven, in such a way as to infuse new life in me, I would not be able to go on without he who so very often takes off, hides himself, while I remain on the stake of love, waiting for him. And as I am slowly consumed, when I reach the extremes only then does he repeat his short little visit. So, I was thinking to myself, Jesus has shackled me and bound me with chains, such that there is no danger that they might break. I am, indeed, the poor prisoner. Oh! How I would like my celestial mama in my company, so that, under her guidance I may live the way one should live in the divine will. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus repeated his short little visit, and, all tenderness, told me, my dear prisoner, how happy I am that I shackled you and bound you, because my shackles and my chains say that my love alone, to keep you at my disposal, has used shackles and chains to make you a prisoner only for me. But, you know, love wants tit for tat. If I made you a prisoner, first I made myself prisoner for you in your own heart. And not wanting to be alone, I made you prisoner, so as to be able to say, we are two prisoners, such that one cannot be without the other. In this way we will be able to prepare the kingdom of my divine will. The works done on one's own are not enjoyable, but company renders them pleasant. It pushes one to work, it sweetens the sacrifice, and forms the most beautiful works. And in seeing you call our celestial mama as your guide, your prisoner Jesus exulted with joy in having her sweet company in our work. You must know that she was the true and celestial prisoner of my divine will, therefore she knows all the secrets, the ways, she possesses the keys of its kingdom. Even more, for each act that the queen prisoner did, she prepared in her act the place to receive the acts of the creature done in the divine will. And oh, how the celestial sovereign stands in waiting, and at attention, to see whether the creature operates in my fiat, so as to take these acts with her maternal hands and enclose them in her acts, as pledges, as antidotes, that the kingdom of the divine will is wanted upon earth. So, this kingdom was already formed by me and by the celestial lady. It already exists, it only has to be given to creatures. In order for it to be given, it is necessary to know it. And since she is the holiest, the greatest creature, who knew no other kingdom but the kingdom of my divine will alone, she occupies the first place in it. By right, the celestial queen will be the announcer, the messenger, the leader of a kingdom so holy. Therefore pray her, invoke her, and she will act for you as guide, as teacher, and with love, all maternal, will receive all your acts and will enclose them in her own. And will say to you, the acts of my daughter are like the acts of her mama. Therefore they can stay with mine, in order to double the right for creatures to receive the kingdom of the divine will. Since this, his kingdom, God must give and the creature must receive, it takes the acts of both sides in order to obtain the intent. So, she who holds more ascendancy, more power, more empire over the divine heart is the sovereign of heaven. Her acts will be at the head, with the retinue of the other acts of creatures, changed into divine by virtue of my will, to give them the right to receive this kingdom. And God, in seeing these acts, will feel moved to give it for the sake of that love that he had in creation, as he created everything so that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and each creature be a kingdom of his will, that would have its total dominion. Therefore, always forward in operating and living in the supreme fiat. After this, my mind was wandering in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, The soul who enters into my will converts into light, and all her acts, without losing anything of their diversity, of their nature, and of what they are in themselves, are vivified and animated by light. So, all the acts, though distinct among themselves, have the light of my fiat as life, and my fiat delights in forming, with its life of light, now the thought, the word, the work, the step and so forth, and the soul, as the original heaven animated by the fiat, forms with her acts the sun, the stars, the sea that always murmurs, the wind that moans, that speaks, that shouts, that whistles, that curses and forms its refreshments. She gives divine light to her creator, to herself, and it descends even into the depths of creatures. And since the light is fecund and has the virtue of diffusing everywhere by itself, she forms the most beautiful flowerings, but all invested with light. And here is how my divine will repeats its beloved creation and the soul who lives in its light. Or rather, an even more beautiful one, because the creation is mute, and if it eloquently speaks, it does so always in its mute language, while the creation it forms in the soul is all speaking. The sun speaks of her works, the sea of her thoughts, the wind of her words, the treading of her steps that, as she walks, leaves the virtues of its flowers, and everything she does, speak like brilliant stars that, with their twinkling, pray, love, praise, bless, repair and thank continuously, without ever ceasing, that supreme fiat that, with so much love, delights in forming in them the beautiful speaking creation, all animated by its divine light. Therefore, it is no wonder that your Jesus forms his continual dwelling in the midst of this speaking creation, that my divine will forms for me. It would be more surprising if I were not there, because the owner, the king who has formed it for himself with so much love, would be missing. Why form it if I were not to dwell inside of it and enjoy my lovely speaking creation? More so, since in the speaking creation there is always work to do, always something to add. Each of her acts is one more voice that she acquires, and that, with all eloquence, speaks to me of my love and of hers. And I must listen to it. Not only this, but I want to enjoy her tastes that she gives to me. I like them so much that I long for them, and therefore I cannot put them aside. Then, there is always something to give, and always something to take. Therefore I cannot leave her without me even for one instant. At the most, now I speak and now I remain silent. Now I let myself be felt and now I remain hidden, but to leave one who lives in my divine will I cannot. Therefore, be sure that as long as you do not go out of it, your Jesus does not leave you. He will always be with you, and you will always be with me. Fiat.